Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, it's me again, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. We've got another feminist fairy tale for you today, and it's a good one. But first, a few announcements. I am personally inviting you to not one, but two live Girl Tales events. The first is a live reading of A Real Boy by Ray Mariah McCarthy. You might remember it from a few episodes back. It's an adaptation of Pinocchio, and this time, Pinocchio is a transgender boy. The live reading will be at Books Are Magic Bookstore in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, on Sunday, June 23rd at 11 a.m. It's the perfect Pride event to spend with your family. And if you can't make it to that one, there's another option. On Sunday, July 21st at Greenlight Bookstore in Lefferts Gardens, Brooklyn, at 1:30 p.m., we will be hosting a live reading of the tale you're going to hear today, Little Lena by Kimberly Bellflower. Because we love you all so much, both of these events are entirely free. To learn more and RSVP, head to the link in our show notes or go to girltalespodcast.com/events. I cannot wait to see you there. And a quick special shout out to a tailblazer who calls themselves Hand and Foot for the beautiful 5-star review you left us, decked out with a bunch of awesome emojis on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so, so much. If you love Girl Tales too, remember to subscribe, rate, and review, or even better, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. That's patreon.com/girltales. Okay, now on to our fairy tale. This is Little Lena by Kimberly Bellflower, based on the fairy tale Thumbelina by Hans Christian Andersen. Enjoy!
Lena, be careful. This boat is old. We don't want you to slip and fall.
I am as big as the ocean.
My sweet little Lena. The ocean is right there and you're right here. I can see all of you, but you know what?
What?
No one has ever seen all of the ocean.
No one?
No one.
Have you seen my guts?
Lena.
You said you see all of me, but there's a lot of stuff inside me. I'm just checking.
It's not ladylike to talk about guts.
Did Dr. Tan see my guts when he was operating on me?
He did. Well, not all your guts.
But some of my guts.
Yes, some of your guts.
He cut me open, right?
Lena, that's enough.
To make me better?
Yes.
And now I'm better?
Yes. But not all better. We still have to be very careful.
So, Dr. Tan has seen my inside, but everybody else has just seen my outside.
That's right. I was the very first person to see your outside. You were so, so tiny. You could sleep in my hands like a little kitten.
I already know this story. I was too excited to be born, and I came early.
And you were so small, the doctors had to help you breathe.
And so many people brought flowers to the hospital, just for me.
And one night, I covered you up with flower petals to keep you warm. That's how little you were. A rose petal was your blanket.
I'm not that little anymore. I might be the littlest in my class for right now, but not by much. I'll catch up. Plus, I'm faster and stronger than all the bigger kids. Plus, I know more about sailing. Plus, I've read more books.
You'll always be my little girl.
I might be as big as the ocean. If you haven't seen my insides, you don't know. I have an ocean inside me. When I run a lot and lick my arm, I taste salty.
Everyone is salty after they run a lot. That's called sweat.
Mom, I know what sweat is called. Just because I'm little doesn't mean I don't know what things like sweat are. I'm not dumb. You treat me like I'm dumb and I'm not.
Let's just calm down, okay, Lena?
I don't feel like being calm. I feel like being excited.
Well, it's not good for you to get too excited. Your heart gets ahead of itself. Remember what Dr. Tan said. Everything in moderation.
It's the day of the race. I'm gonna go so fast. And, are we gonna be there soon?
Let's just sit still and listen to the waves. It's so nice in this spot.
I feel as big as the ocean.
But you're not. You have to remember that. The ocean takes up almost the whole world. If it wanted to, it could destroy us all.
How do you know it doesn't want to?
Because it would have already. But you won't destroy anything. You're my sweet girl.
I'm not sweet.
You're just like honey to me.
I don't even like honey. It's too sticky. When are we going to be there?
Well, Lena, I want to talk to you about that. I don't think it's a good idea for you to do the sailing contest this year.
Why not?
Dr. Tan and I talked, and we think you shouldn't overexert yourself.
But I've been practicing so hard.
And by our house, where I can see you in the marsh and the bay like this, where the water is more quiet, I think that's wonderful. The ocean air is good for many things. It's healing. But out there, on the open water with other boats and all that pressure, it's different.
You promised.
I know. But I'm your mother, and sometimes I have to decide what's best.
And sometimes you decide things that feel the opposite of best.
I'm trying to help you.
I don't need help. And I don't want to just sit here and be quiet with you forever. I want to have adventures. I want to do stuff. I want... Susan!
Lena!
Susan, where have you been? It's been like a million billion years.
I went to visit my sister in Key West. You'd love it there. Lots of cats!
Oh, shoo, bird, shoo!
Mama, no! Susan is my friend.
Wait, Lena, who is this monstrous creature?
She's my mom. And she's not a monster. She's just really overprotective.
Birds carry disease. Shoo! Shoo!
Leave her alone. Susan! No, Mom!
Get away from here! No!
Rachel.
No!
Rachel. It's okay,
go away!
Gotcha!
Oh, no, you don't. I've got you, Susan.
Lena, be careful. You're right on the edge of the boat there. Let me come help you down.
I'm fine, Mama. I don't need help. Whoa. Whoa!
Lena!
Whoa!
Lena! Lena, take my hand. I'll pull you out of the water.
I can't reach. Something's got me.
Oh no, it's a riptide. The water will carry you out to sea. Listen, Lena, I've got a life raft over here. Try to catch it when I throw it to you.
Water on. Come inside. Blue and green. Mystery. It's me, the sea. I'm all around you, underneath you, cradling you, swimming around inside you.
I knew it.
I know you, and you know me, and you.
Lena! Are you okay? Hold my leg.
Thanks, Susan. Phew. That was crazy.
Here, I'll take you back to your mama.
Wait. Susan, could you take me somewhere else instead?
I don't know about that. She seemed pretty worried.
It's fine. I'm fine. And now is my chance to prove it. Let's have an adventure. There's this race I really wanted to go to, and now I don't have a boat to race. But I still want to see it and be a part of it.
Let's do it!
Don't worry, Mama. I'll come back. Susan, to the sky!
Really mad at your mom?
I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated.
That's what people say when they're mad.
Well, I've been practicing for this thing for a really long time. It's kind of a huge deal to me. It's a sailboat race for all young sailors. So maybe I could meet other kids who like sailing too, and maybe I could be friends with them. I love sailing more than anything in the whole world, and this was going to be the first time I did it all by myself. And I'm ready. I am. But Mama doesn't think so.
Why not?
Because she doesn't think I can do anything.
I'm sure that's not true.
Well, I'm little for my age. I don't know if you knew that, because I don't know how many humans you know, but anyway. I used to get sick a lot because of how little I was when I was born, but I don't get sick anymore. And Mama's always just waiting for it to happen again. Pretty much my only friends are animals like you and the ocean. She barely lets me play with other kids because she's worried about germs.
You know, you don't really look like the racing kind of girl.
Susan!
Well, you don't! I'm just being honest. You are very little. And you have that big, pretty bow in your hair. And a flower.
Flowers are my good luck charm because I used to be so tiny that Mama used flowers as a blanket for me. And the bow keeps my hair out of my face. It's very functional. Plus, I like it.
It's pink.
Yeah, pink is awesome.
I've seen the girls race boats and they don't wear pink.
Pink is the color of the sunset. The whole sky fills up with it, and everybody oohs and ahs. Nobody doubts the power of the sun.
That's true.
Sunset is my favorite color.
Sunset is a bunch of different colors, isn't it?
Exactly.
I'm hungry. Do you mind waiting on the water while I go find a snack?
Only if you bring me a snack, too. Fresh fish is my favorite.
Deal.
Psst. Hello? Are you there? Mr.? Miss? The sea? Maybe I just imagined you speaking before. I was probably just confused from falling out of the boat. The ocean doesn't speak. Oh! There you are! Hi. Here. I have this flower. From the land? It's my good luck charm. I want you to have it.
Yum!
Where's my fish?
Oh! I figured you wouldn't like fish.
I love fish. I just told you that.
You seem like you'd be a picky eater.
Well, I'm not.
I mean, because of how delicate you are.
I'm not delicate. And I like every single food.
I have an idea. Do you want to come meet my family?
Well, I do want to make sure we get to the race on time.
Oh, sure, sure. But you might not even want to go to the race once you meet my brother.
I will definitely still want to go.
He's just your size. Run to the family. He was born with a broken wing, so he's not allowed to do a lot of stuff either. It's perfect. We'll make you both a soft nest and bring you fresh fish, since I know now that you like it. And you'll each have each other, and then you both won't be lonely anymore.
I'm not lonely.
You just told me you don't have any friends.
I said besides animals and the ocean. But I was wrong about you. You're not my friend. I've got to go back to my mama.
You don't even like your mom.
That's not true. I love my mom. I just wanted to go to the race, but going home would be better than this.
You're not acting very grateful. I did kind of help you out and save your life, you know.
My life didn't need saving. I didn't need help. I would have been fine on my own.
Yeah, okay, sure. A little whisper of a girl like you. Fine, all the way out here.
I'm not little. And I'm not a whisper. I'm every instrument you can imagine, playing every note at the same time, at maximum volume. I'm a storm. I'm a roar.
Just me. I've got you.
You're an octopus.
You're a genius.
Oh my god, an octopus is trying to kill me.
No.
Your slimy tentacle thingy is all wrapped around my arm.
Well, excuse me. I kind of assumed you didn't know where you were going down here, and I was trying to help you. Jeez Louise.
Wait. I'm underwater. I'm underwater and I'm talking.
Yeah. Duh. I thought she said you were smart.
Who said that?
The sea.
The sea is a girl? She talks to you too?
Yeah. That's why you're under here now. You were in trouble and she said we needed to help. I'm Agatha, by the way. Agatha the Octopus.
I'm Lena.
Yeah, she told me. She said a bunch of other stuff too, but She sounds different to everybody, and it's kind of hard to translate what she was saying to me because of my 3 hearts and 9 brains and all.
You're what now?
Oh yeah, that's a thing. Every octopus has 3 hearts and 9 brains.
That is awesome!
Thanks. I like it. But anyway, yeah. The sea said a bunch of other stuff to me about you.
Can you say it in your own octopus language? Maybe my soul will understand.
I mean, we pretty much communicate through color, so I don't know. But here, let's try this. Unless my tentacle thingy is too slimy and gross for you. So yeah, that's pretty much what she said.
Wow! She said all that about me?
You understood it?
No. But I felt it. It felt like the sunset.
Hello?
Oh, jeez, Louise. Here we go.
A mermaid?
Sure is.
Mermaids are real?
You know that you and your humans have only explored, like, 5% of what's in the ocean, right?
They're not my humans, okay? I'm a human, but I have nothing to do with ocean exploration.
The point is, yes, mermaids are real. Everything is real. You have no idea. Pretty much everything you ever wondered about or never even dreamed of in the first place, it's all real. It's all in here.
No way.
It must be you. Lena, hi!
Sorry? Are you talking to me? How do you know my name?
Of course I am, silly. Literally the whole ocean is talking about you.
That cannot possibly be true.
Well, not literally, but you know what I mean. Hi!
Hi. Wow, are you really a mermaid? Sorry, that's a dumb question.
Oh my goodness, you are literally so funny.
Yes, she's really a mermaid.
My name's Megan.
Nice to meet you, Megan the mermaid.
Oh my goodness, and so polite. Listen, why don't you come hang out with me in my cave? I have really good snacks, and I want to hear all about you.
We were kind of in the middle of something, Megan.
Oh, Agatha! Whatever it was, I'm sure it can wait.
It was official business from the sea.
Just because you're like a genius or whatever doesn't mean you're the only one the sea talks to, Agatha. How do you think I knew Lena's name? Come on, Lena, let's go.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I was gonna show you around and stuff, but now I have more time for me. I'm a solitary creature. It's the octopus way.
Okay, bye. Come on, Lena. Agatha's so grumpy. I hope she wasn't too annoying to deal with. I don't understand why the sea loves her so much.
I actually think I liked her.
Weird. She must have put one of her creepy octopus spells on you. They're all witches. That's what I hear.
Really? That's so cool.
Cool?
Yeah, I like witches.
You like witches?
I was one for Halloween last year.
Lena, no. Witches aren't cool.
Oh. Okay.
Don't worry. I can help you learn what the cool stuff actually is.
Oh, that's okay. I don't really need help.
Don't be silly. Okay, here we are. Home sweet home.
Whoa. This is where you live? It's so sparkly.
Well, I have a few homes, but this one's my favorite. You can stay here if you want.
That's so nice of you.
I love your hair bow.
Thank you.
Pink's my favorite.
Mine too.
We have so much in common. Can we be best friends?
I never thought I'd be best friends with a mermaid.
Or actually, pink used to be my favorite. But then I heard that green is the new pink, so now my favorite's green.
Oh. My favorite is still pink.
Even though now you know green is the new pink?
Yeah. I like what I like.
Well, pink can be your second favorite, but green can be your first favorite, just like mine. Who could that be? Come in!
Hello there.
Benjamin, I had no idea you were coming over today. Naughty dolphin. I would have cleaned the place up for you.
Well, I heard about the little girl that so captivated the ocean, and I couldn't help myself. Is this her?
Yep, it's me. Hi, I'm Lena, and I'm not so little. I'm just small for my age.
Benjamin, so very pleased to meet your acquaintance, Lena. I am delighted by the way your golden hair shines in the water. It looks like Megan's, but you're a human, so you're special.
Thank you.
I like special things.
Me too.
And you are smiling and pleasant and small. You're not native to the water. I could take care of you, keep you close, keep you safe, help you. Might I have the pleasure of your company tomorrow? Tea, perhaps?
Oh, I actually don't need any help. And I probably won't still be here tomorrow, but thanks for the offer.
Lena, can I talk to you for a minute over here?
Oh,
We'll be right back, Benjamin. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Benjamin is very important.
Okay.
He's rich. He has all the best treasures, and he clearly likes you.
He doesn't know me.
If you have tea with him, then the next day you can have dinner with him, and then the next day you can do something else, and on 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 and on.
I don't know if I want to do that, though. He seems kind of boring.
That doesn't matter. You heard what he said. He'd take care of you. He'd give you presents. You'd have a good life with him. Don't be ungrateful.
I'm not looking for a life. I already have one.
Listen. If you're in with Benjamin, then that's really good news for me. Sometimes the mermaids and dolphins have a hard time getting along, and you'd be doing me a really big favor.
I just met you.
Yeah, but we're best friends. You said so.
No, we're not. I've always wanted a best friend, but you and Susan both just want me to do things for you, and Benjamin wants to take care of me, which seems nice, but it's weird.
Lena, you're being really loud. Benjamin can hear you.
That is true.
Good. You should hear me. You didn't even ask me if I wanted to be taken care of. Everybody tells me what I need without even asking me. I have a mom and a life, and I want to go back to it now.
Finally.
Ah! Who's there?
Oh, just your friendly neighborhood sea witch.
Witchcraft? Honestly, Megan, I thought you were better than
no, that. No, I'm not a witch.
I'll be leaving now.
Benjamin, no! Wait, come back.
Agatha?
How'd you know it was me?
Where are you?
Bloop. I was blending into my surroundings. That's another thing I can do since I'm an octopus.
Whoa! You were just invisible.
Nah, just good at hiding. I snuck in after you. Another thing I can do as an octopus is fit in teensy tiny spaces. Anyway, I've never trusted either one of them. I was worried I'd have to rescue you or something, but you didn't need my help. You did good.
Thanks. Jeez. I feel like I shouldn't complain since I'm inside the ocean through some kind of magic right now, but wow. Today has been a really bad day. My mom wouldn't let me do the one thing I really wanted to do. Then we got in a big fight. Then I fell overboard from our boat. Then Susan turned out to be a big jerk and not my friend at all. Then the ocean rescued me from her, which was super cool. But then a mermaid I was really excited to be friends with tried to make me give up my whole life to hang out with a weird dolphin.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad day for sure.
I just want to be who I am, not who everybody tells me I am. I want to do what I want to do.
Okay. What do you want to do right now?
I think I want to go home. I wanted to go to the sailing race, but I think I probably missed it. Plus, I know my mama is really worried about me.
What if you could sail home? You wouldn't be racing anything, though. Well, maybe the wind.
I love racing the wind. Just one problem. I don't have a boat.
You could borrow mine.
You have a boat?
Yeah, I kind of live in it. But I've been wanting to find a new place anyway. See? It's right over there.
Oh my gosh, you live in a shipwreck?
Yeah, I know. Everybody thinks it's weird.
No way. It's awesome. Now, how do we get it on top of the water?
I could use my octopus witch magic.
Is that for real?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, as awesome as that is, I kind of want to get home by myself, without any help, without any magic.
How about I give you some of my magic? And then you use yours the rest of the way.
I don't know any magic.
You know how to sail a boat and live outside the water. You know how to live with other creatures like you instead of by yourself. I don't know how to do any of that. It all sounds pretty magical to me.
Does that mean I'm a witch too?
If you want to be.
Thanks.
For what?
Letting me decide?
It's getting dark up there. We better hurry if we want to get you home.
Whoa! Wow! That was awesome!
All aboard, Captain Witch.
Will I ever see you again?
Oh, who knows? Pass along a message to the sea. She'll get it to me.
I'm really glad I met you, Agatha the Octopus.
I'm glad I met you, Lena the Human.
Sail along, Lena.
The wind on your face.
Home awaits. Salt in the air.
Salt on your skin.
Soon you'll be home again. Home sweet home. Oh, geez. Where am I gonna store this boat? Thank you.
Thank you, Luna.
Whoa!
Oh, hello.
Please don't hurt me.
Why would I hurt you?
You're so big, and you scooped me up on your back.
Just because I'm big doesn't mean I'm dangerous. Your magic boat disappearing woke me up from my nap.
But you could crush me if you wanted to.
But I don't want to. I'm a manatee. We're widely agreed to be the gentlest creatures on Earth.
Wow. I'm sorry. I just did the exact thing I hate when people do it to me. I assume stuff about you just based on how you look, even though I don't know anything about you.
That's okay.
I'm Luna. I'm a human.
Nice to meet you, Luna. I'm David.
I was just out in the big ocean.
Were you really? My goodness, you're my hero. I hardly ever go out there. I stay in the marshes and bays.
You should try it sometime. I mean, only if you want to. I could help you, but also, I bet you could do it by yourself.
Luna, is that you? Oh, goodness. Oh! Luna, don't be scared, but there's an enormous creature right beside you.
Yeah, I know. It's David.
Luna, I want you to very slowly float toward the dock, and then I'll help you.
That's okay. I've got it. Say hi to Mama, David.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, David.
David, could you give me a boost up to the dock so I can hug my mama?
Sure thing.
Whee! Thanks, David. I appreciate your help.
Oh, Luna, I've been so worried.
I know, Mama. It's okay. Okay, Mama, that's enough hugging.
I'm never letting go. My sweet little girl. I sat there and watched as the big ocean swallowed you up. I thought I'd never see you again.
Mama, I'm okay. I'm more than okay. I had maybe the best day of my whole life. I saw all kinds of things and I made friends and I stood up for myself. And I sailed back home all alone and I raced the wind and I won. And next year, I'm going to win the contest.
Oh, sweetheart, you're soaked to the bone. Let's get you inside before you catch cold.
I'm not going to catch cold. It's a perfect summer night.
But Luna...
Mama, please. Let's just stay outside a little longer and look at the stars.
They are awful pretty to me.
That constellation over there kind of looks like an octopus.
You know... It does. What should we call it?
Maybe... Agatha.
What a funny name for an octopus. Luna, Luna, my wild, wonderful girl.
That's me.
That was Little Luna by Kimberly Bellflower, starring Amber Dickerson, Erin Hanratty, Jared Lofton, and Amanda Rohde. Produced by Chad Shanai, directed and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, and theme song by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you loved this tale so much that you want to see it in person, head to girltalespodcast.com/events and learn about the live reading in July in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, I believe in you.
Be an applause.